We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I don't care how much the media wants to gaslight me.
Oh, boy.
I will die on this hill.
Here he goes.
You can write all the articles you want.
Go ahead, Elsie.
Out with all the studies.
Go ahead, Elsie. I think you know what that stands for.
What does it stand for?
Lib.
Oh, lib. Yep. I think you can say cuck on the air.
I didn't want to offend your feelings because I know how y'all get, Elsie.
I will die on this hill. The Fruit of the Loom logo had a goddamn cornucopia in it in my life. Well, stop acting like it didn't.
Well, they already found those shirts, the rare shirts.
Yeah, but now they're trying to say no, those.
Where there was a tag that had
no,
it.
No, those are fake.
Oh.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. We saw them.
Oh, I thought they were saying that, like, no, those tags aren't the real tags.
Yeah, they're saying somebody made that up. Now it's a hoax.
No.
This is what I'm saying.
You can't do that.
Fast Company did an article yesterday. I'm reading it right now. That's why I'm shooting right out with this.
You can say that, no, those are counterfeit tags, not real. You can't say, no, you didn't see that.
They go on explaining, because Snopes did a deep dive into, did the Fruit of the Loom logo ever have a cornucopia? It did. I don't care what you say. It did.
All you have to do is go find some 80-year-old guy and
this
go,
is the
hey,
thing.
Can I go through your drawers real quick? Because I guarantee you have clothes from the 60s, and I know some of them are going to be Fruit of the Loom, and then you'll find what your answer is.
Every time that happens, exactly what you're saying, it didn't happen, if that makes any sense.
Then no cornucopia.
They've, right? Like, talked to Fruit of the Loom. They've gone to all these people.
Yeah.
They went and found old images. Never was there a cornucopia, and I don't know what's real anymore.
I don't know, man.
I'd bet my life on the fact that there was a damn cornucopia in that logo, and I'm going to believe that till I'm dead and buried.
Let's see here. Although, let's see.
Don't tell me what I saw with my eyes.
I mean, there's fruit on the logo, but
yeah. There's
no... Some doesn't look like there's anything that they're attached to.
Right. But back in our youth, they were. Where were the cornucopia right there?
I don't know.
And they're trying to say...
Fruit of Loom is saying no.
That maybe because we saw a bundle of fruit, our brains all together said, well, that would go in a cornucopia.
Yep. We were
all of us.
We were so trained and conditioned from...
Thanksgiving,
our bringing up in, you know... The times we were brought up in fourth grade.
Right.
I mean, look how many of us think that drawing a turkey is just slapping our hands down, man.
And it is.
Boom. Gobble.
I can't believe that we all have the same shared mismemory of a cornucopia with the fruit in front of it. No matter how many articles you come out with, I'm telling you, there was a damn cornucopia behind there. Or maybe Cody's right. Maybe Thanksgiving just trained all of our brains.
I mean, do you have proof? Because gobble.
Gobble right there, bud. Right there, that's it. That's the science. Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. Sorry to come flying right out, but I'm reading my news preps. What?
Those black fans are back again.
Oh, I know too much. I've said too much.
Interesting.
I've said too much. I know too much. Too much. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, snow is continuing through the day. It was going to be a sucky week. We knew that.
Yep, coming down here now.
Yeah,
was it by you? Did you get some?
It's the opposite. Yesterday I had snow, and then there was snow, no snow at work. And today I have no snow, and it's snowing at work. So.
Yeah, I got enough where I had to do that quick car brush off where you're like, come on, man. Like,
Who's getting snow up north? It looks like it's sitting up in the Adirondacks a little bit, kind of.
starts
Tug
last,
Hill area, east of Tug Hill area.
It's like that last push.
Mm-hmm. Justin Taylor's entered the transfer portal, right?
Yep.
Copeland entered the transfer portal.
Yep.
So, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I
think that means Judah's gone.
Yeah.
Why not? There's no reason. I mean, I think that they need to stick around. This team could be decent next year, but so that's not the way. That's not the way this works anymore.
Yeah.
It's just not the way this works anymore, and you can't be mad at it.
Where are they going to go?
If the rumblings are correct, it sounds like Judah wants to go play at Georgetown, which is absolutely stupid as balls.
Don't they suck?
Yeah, and that's the dumbest move ever. But
all right.
He wants money, and he wants to play closer to home, then...
Fine, whatever.
Well, who am I to poo-poo it?
All right.
It's just a dumb move.
I don't think Georgetown's going to get you an NBA look.
No.
But all right.
No, sports-wise, it's weird, but... I don't know. That Justin Taylor, he just sucked.
Did he really?
I think he's trash.
I didn't pay close enough attention to him to know. I thought that he had some good minutes off the bench, but I don't know.
He had a couple moments where he made a basket or two, but anybody that he underperformed.
Copeland had a great year. This is a chance for him to shine, right?
But yeah, Copeland, depending on where he's going to go, I think that's good for him.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he'll go somewhere and make a good amount of money. He's a nice scrappy player where he'd fit in perfectly on I don't even know, some Big Ten school where
you play
defense. And yeah, me too.
So then it's an assumption that then Judah goes, and then who's left? They got to rebuild?
I don't know if everyone else sticks around, then they'll have JJ and, you know.
He did play like seven or eight guys this year, so I guess he did have a little bit of distance.
There were a couple injuries. They've got some guys coming in that are freshmen or going to be freshmen. These guys, then they'll also be able to get some people from the transfer portal. So I think they'll be fine, but I think they would have been better if they would have had. I don't think Taylor matters. He can kick rocks.
Okay.
But if Judah leaves, that is a big piece. And Copeland is another pretty big piece that would have mattered next year if they bring in the right people.
When does the portal close?
I don't understand any of that.
I don't know, because I know it opened and we're waiting for this.
It's weird that it's even open now.
Yeah, because we're still in like...
They're still doing stuff. They haven't even started the tournament yet.
Could somebody essentially transfer to a team that's in the tournament and play?
Yes,
you can't play this
yes
year?
Yes or no. Yes.
You can be on the bench, but you can't play.
But they can't. I think, was it Kentucky a year or so ago that had that happen? But it was like, oh, he's going to go to Kentucky.
Yeah.
After
all this, right.
Yeah.
Because in the NFL, we were like, during the playoffs, guys would just show up on teams.
Yeah. After that, they can just hop on over. Like, hey, you know what? I haven't played all year, but you need me for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'll jump in there. It'd be cool.
Get on there real quick.
All right. Well, we expected something to happen. We didn't expect everyone to be like, yeah, I'm going to stick it out, but...
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, well.
We'll see. Three.
Sports.
Sports time, man. And then we got games tonight, right?
I was going to say, the madness before even March Madness. Yeah, there's the two playing games, then two playing games tomorrow, and then everything gets going pretty much after we go live at Paper and Leaf. Once we're done, the tournament kicks off pretty much on Thursday.
Oh, I forgot we got one of those this week. Paper and Leaf and Maddiedale.
Yep.
Be live at noon. All right, so...
So we
some things to keep
stuff.
An eye on.
Same thing Friday. Once we're doing lunch buds, boom, tournament time.
Let's go to the phone. Scooter in the truck. Go ahead, Scooter.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I was wondering if maybe
snowing outside.
Yeah, man.
Whipping around.
You know, lake effect this AM.
315-364-109. KROQ text line powered by Ciotti Enterprises. They are hiring Ciotti Enterprises. Bro, when it rains, it pours, and I'm kind of waiting for the third shoe to drop, because it comes in threes, right?
What, death?
Yeah. No, my bad luck yesterday.
Oh, wow.
My bad luck.
All right, so not, hopefully not.
No, I don't want it to be death, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm trying to make the most of every day. No, yesterday, dude, I get here, open my laptop, laptop's broken.
He breaks his laptop on purpose.
I've had it since the Alec Baldwin incident, so it's been 5 years, 5 or 6 years, which is a good run.
It's been a while, yeah. That douche decided he wasn't going to man up and be a responsible adult and be a childish piece of trash.
I opened it up. The screen went off. It's part of a thing called FlexGate with MacBooks. I won't bore you with the details, but it's not going to be covered.
No.
So now I'm without a laptop. Then... I go over to get my car inspection, because my inspection was up.
Yeah.
And my brakes are shot. Because I've had them, they're the original brakes, and now I got 60,000 miles on there.
I didn't know that,
And he's like, hey, just so you know, the back brakes are just about to be gone, and your front brakes are like metal on metal.
That
and he showed me how much it would cost, and I'm like, can we split it up?
It didn't sound like that when we were driving.
I know. So I broke it up into like two repairs.
Yeah.
So now what's number three going to be today? I don't know. What's the third thing that's going to happen? This would piss off chief engineer, not me.
Yeah, but I mean,
if you poured coffee on the board, I can go home.
It would absorb real fast.
Woo!
Yeah, that'd be it. We can get out of the way. You want me to like slap you or something? Just get it out of the way?
You know what? Maybe it's just going to be the two things. Knock on wood. Or maybe the first, maybe this was the last two and the first one happened. I don't know.
Maybe you didn't even know it.
Maybe I pooped my pants over the weekend and that was it. I don't know.
You did poo your cheeks.
Yeah, so okay.
Several times. So, I mean, that could be it.
So yesterday was an expensive day. Not that I've replaced the laptop. I can't afford to do that right now. So we're just flying without a laptop for right now.
Yeah.
But that's what I DJ off of. And, you know, you get through it. How was your day yesterday? I know you tried making some meats.
Yeah, I tried.
Doing some steaks.
I ended up, had to do some shopping. I was running low on some whatnots. Mm-hmm. And they finally had decent price steaks at Walmart. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try again.
Yeah.
Because I've been so unsuccessful lately with steak. And I just don't understand my deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this one and I did all the things. And I gave it a nice beat down for a second. Mm-hmm. Nice seasoning. Let it get to room temp. All that whatnot. And it was delicious.
Slop them up, bud.
It was just, again, a little too long.
I know, and I think we talked it out. I think that you just got to trust that 7 minutes in the oven.
Yeah.
10 minutes is going to dry it out. It's going to go too long. So I think once you dial that back, you'll be good to go.
Yep. I got to pretend that I'm undercooking it, despite what everything says.
Yeah, say, okay, this isn't cooked yet, and then you let it rest for that 5 minutes.
Because I already was undercooking from everything I read. Everything I read was 11 to 14 minutes.
I know.
And like 2 to 3 minutes on either side, you know, that first thing, the searing.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably did 1 minute on either side and 10 minutes.
You'll find it.
You'll find
that meat level you want.
But my other thing is that the issue is that I don't like steak enough to where I'm like, gotta figure this out until I do.
Right,
I'm gonna be
you don't make
steaks
it enough.
Every day. It's not like I'm not.
It's like a special treat.
Yeah, when I want it, I'm like, I do. I want a steak.
Yeah.
But then after that, it takes a while. So we'll see what happens.
You'll get there. You'll dial it in.
See.
Happy first day of spring. 11:06 tonight is your, I guess, the evening.
Oh, it's not till tonight?
Well, this report says tonight. I thought it was 11 something this morning. Regardless, today is the first day of spring.
Oh, yeah.
Snow showers and flurries continue with clouds and a few peaks of sunshine. Temperatures slightly above freezing, high 30s. But those of you listening up north in the Adirondacks and Tug Hill area, you're going to get snow through tomorrow. Expected to continue overnight, 2 to 4 inches. Some of you up there, like, which is plenty.
It's a lot.
It's plenty.
It's a lot.
It's how you use it. It's plenty. Some people say it's too much. And then clouds.
Weepy.
Mix of sun tomorrow. Chilly, though, 23 tomorrow. All right.
Thank you.
Weather brought to you by Stewart Chops. Warm up. Well, the Stewart's coffee goes great with a splash of eggnog. They got it year-round. Might be cold outside, but the food is hot and ready, like your mother's, at Stewart's. Swing in for delicious hamburgers, 2 for $6. Stewart's.
Oh, I'll get that.
Happy Tuesday. So since it is the first day of spring, a lot of opportunities for some good deals today.
Oh.
For example, Dairy Queen celebrating everyone with giving everybody a free small vanilla today. If you go over there.
Okay.
No purchase necessary.
Get a berg and a niller.
Slap
together. Get yourself a nilla berg.
Ice cream on a burger?
You won't.
Okay. All right. I mean, listen, I'll try it.
I would.
Now, if you're wondering why today is the first day of spring, it's in the northern hemisphere. Spring begins with the vernal equinox.
Whoa, do you need to dump that? Or,
Jesus.
Which is not to be confused with the vast efferents.
No, the vast efferents. That's where they get very confused. It's the vast efferents and the vernal equinox.
Similar,
but very different.
Very different.
And then in the fall, we celebrate the seminal vesicles. And then that's when we fall back with our clocks.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah. Don't tell me school didn't stick with me.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
We get it.
The vernal equinox always occurs between March 19th and the 21st, depending on the year. Mm. So here we are. The equinox happens twice a year. It's the point when the Earth tilts towards the sun so that day and night last the same amount of time. So meaning, sometimes, I know, bud, I know. Sometimes days are longer than nights, and sometimes nights are longer than days, hold man. On, hold on. Yeah, right? Right on.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
What, man?
Sometimes the nights are longer than days, and sometimes the days are longer than nights.
I get that.
Is that a Death Cab song?
I think it is. I think it is. You should have said that real slow with that weird guitar underneath it.
Yeah, just sometimes, yeah, those are lyrics. I believe Ben Gibbard wrote those lyrics. Nature, man.
Nature, man.
No, today is one of the days where it's equal. So it's an equal amount of night to an equal amount of day.
What and the I know hell you're is looking, this?
I don't know what this is. Not even 7 a.m., though. You got to remember, we come to work early.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
then there's
true.
Snow flying around.
Yeah.
But today you'll get an equal balance, which means tomorrow. Aren't the days getting longer than tomorrow? As of tomorrow?
They're supposed to.
So,
I think they have been, haven't they?
Trying to be a little optimistic bear here, bud.
She's trying. I mean, I'm trying. It's just really hard to look out right now and not be able to see, like, Lisa Chalenza's car.
Covered in snow and the flakes are flying and it's dark. I know.
Yep.
This is what I said. These little warm days that yep. teased us. Don't get ready for that, well, you know?
That's why I felt bad and was trying not to feel bad, because when we have those days,
mm-hmm.
you feel obligated to go and do something. Then you go and you're like, oh, I wasted that day, but there's more coming.
There's
but
more
then
coming.
If you do waste it,
yeah,
you look at something like today and you're like, really wish I went outside that one day when it was, you know, 60.
I live a lot like that, where I'm like, I hope I'm making the most of this day. I know that's weird, but it's like, because there'll be a point when I'm very old and sick, or just any day now, really, where you're just old and sick, and you're like, man, I wish I'd done more when I'm healthier, you know? Yeah. Anyways, that's a real deep, dark conversation we're having, and I don't need to go down that path.
That's okay.
I just have those thoughts where I'm like, I'll be lying in a hospital bed someday thinking, I wish I did more with that day. Well, now I have that day, so I should do something with it, but I'm...
See, I do a lot. We both do a lot. So I don't think you will. I don't think you'll have that regret.
I try to do so much.
You do fun family stuff. You do other random stuff. We do a lot of weird, stupid crap.
Yeah, we do. We get a lot into a day, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. No regrets.
No, I mean,
no regrets.
Only regret right now is not winning the WWE Championship in Steel Cage Challenge.
You thinking about that game?
Well, here's the thing. If you do three, if you do the tournament to get the championship and you make it to somebody like a Macho Man.
Yeah.
If you lose, you have basically three times before the game resets and they get harder every time. The third time, Macho Man kicks the bejesus out of you.
How much of that game did you play yesterday?
For a little bit. I may have brought a different TV at home to get rid of that crappy TV. I'm had to switch out for a, I brought a.
You brought another television? All right, so for those of you who don't know what we're talking about.
That's a fun game.
Who is the show bro that gave us this gift?
Was it Platypus? I don't even think
Dirty
I even got
Platypus
his real name.
Dirty Platypus and Twitch. Yeah, we don't think we know people's real name. So Dirty Platypus and Twitch dropped by the other day, last week, and gave us, he got it at Ollie's or something.
Yeah.
And it's like a retro looking controller.
Which I've had a couple of those.
They're like
fun
Atari makes them. They're fun little games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's depressing that they can now shove our favorite video games into like a little piece of plastic and it costs $8.
Yep.
So what is it? It's WWE WrestleMania something.
Steel Cage Challenge, where it's just a couple basic match types.
But it has those RCA plugs that TVs don't really have now. We have a TV that has those here in the production studio.
Yeah.
So yesterday after the show, we were just playing this WWE WrestleMania game.
I figured it out.
I mean, we were working very, very hard after the show yesterday.
Don't bother us, please.
Yeah.
And I did find in the pamphlet that there are other ways to like kick out and do different offensive
moves. Oh, there's
moves
that we got to learn.
Yeah, like look.
Oh, look at all those moves.
Yeah, there's all sorts
of
stuff.
All right.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different.
So it's a really fun little retro game, but that's what Cody's talking about.
Yes.
We played way more than I think is necessary for a couple of people in their 40s, but you know, we're having a good time.
It's fun. It's one of those where you play for a little bit and then you move on and then maybe you remember it later and you play again. You just have it.
Yeah, Cody did read the pamphlet, because you kids nowadays don't know the video game pamphlet has so much in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's like everybody 40 years after the fact was like, you can operate the second duck and duck hunt if you just read the book.
I didn't know that, though.
No,
even.
Most people didn't, but if you just read the book.
Yeah, but no, I love reading them, the pamphlets and stuff. I mean, look, it got me that fun interaction on Cocoa Puffs.
What?
Last week.
What was it?
Reading the pamphlet in the WCW versus the World game.
So I have a dumb question. Do video games now come with pamphlets? Like, if I go to a GameStop or whatever and buy a game, does it have a pamphlet in it? What's that game up there? Is there a booklet where you can write down your favorite cheat codes and your... Nothing. Nothing. There's no booklet. Do they not, like, new games don't, because of the internet. Everything's on the internet.
How do you know what to do?
You gotta go on the internet. That's why I'm saying because of the internet.
Yeah, but,
you could, like, the booklet could be on the internet,
right? I get what you're saying. I guess, but what if you don't have the, internet?
I don't know.
And you don't know what to do in the game.
So the pamphlet was actually helpful, JoJo. Yeah, you could call the number sometimes and get help with Nintendo.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, you gotta pay them, but.
Hmm.
No, you'd read, like, there would be. Guys, for you youngins know this. There would be, and this would be impossible now, but there would be games where you'd open the pamphlet and it would be the entire map of the entire game.
Oh, man.
And you could open it wide up.
And you'd have to do, all right, pause. Hold on, pause. Pause.
Hold on, let me see what that is.
All right, hold on. Where are you? Wait, where are we?
Yep.
Oh, wait, okay. Hold on, let me look.
Yep.
No. All right, now what you need to do.
You got
to
go up that, no, that blue door. You got to do that blue door.
That's why. For that a little era, I didn't mind watching the games because you could do that type of stuff to help your friends. That's why I didn't mind watching people play
co-pilot.
Grand Theft Auto or Assassin's Creed or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could co-pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the, did you go up or did you go left? Oh.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad. Studies.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Good morning, it's K-Rock.
When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
You do.
Cause you noticed that butt was stuffed.
Yeah.
You pull up tough.
You do.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing.
This is good.
What you gonna do with all that junk?
What are you gonna do with it?
All that junk inside that trunk. I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hops.
Classic Simon and Garfunkel.
What you gonna
it really is.
With all that inside them jeans. Gonna make you scream. My hum. My hum.
Oh, beautiful. Just an iconic duo there. Good morning.
Wow.
It's the show. You are listening to K-Rock.
What a classic that was.
It's a classic. Everybody loves
classic.
It. We played it at my wedding. The Wildcast Sports Pub. CNY Brewfest is coming up Saturday. March 23rd at the New York State Fairgrounds in the Horticulture Building. Often imitated, never duplicated. The Bruce Fest features over 150 beers under one roof. Plus the VIP party on Friday night. The VIP party Friday night. CNYBrewFest.com.
They said Bergs. I was like, that's a lot of Bergs. That's kind of a random thing to have. But
that'd be dope.
Bergs.
There's going to be snacks. There's snacks there.
Yes.
Snack vendors including pretzels, popcorn, cheese, barbecue sauce, jerky, and more. Heirloom will be on site sponsoring the photo booth. And they will have clear versions of their beveages if you wanted to taste the lemonade or taste those things. So come on over and try them. You know
I
love Heirloom.
I will.
Big Smoothie will be there selling his delightful wares. And Cody and I doing the Stein hoisting competition. If you're at the Brewfest, come on over and see us. Person who can hoist the Stein the longest for each session will win a 6-pack of tickets to Robert Zombert and Alice Cooper at the Stamp.
Which Steiner brother are you going to try to wrestle?
The Steiner brothers. Which Steiner are you taking down?
Which Steiner brother are you trying to take down?
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It appears as though Kate Middleton is alive and well. I know you are all concerned.
Not convinced, my friend.
I'm thinking lizard person.
That didn't look like her, dude.
Not enough like her. And no. I like the idea. I've always loved the conspiracies where we replace somebody, like the conspiracy that we've replaced Joe Biden. And this is what we've replaced them with, guys. Come on.
This is what we chose. Well, they had to keep it convincing.
This was our best choice.
They just took another one of me out of my same herd.
The Avril Lavigne. Oh, the herd of bison because they look similar.
We're all very similar, of the same age.
Avril Lavigne was replaced, apparently. Paul McCartney was replaced, apparently.
Well, you keep saying apparently like it's not facts. Okay. But you go ahead and live in whatever world you want to live in.
So I'll jump on board with that Kate Middleton has been replaced. I'm fine with that. We replaced Cody years ago. This is not Cody. This is Jeff.
Yeah. So
we got rid of Cody years ago.
What's up, dudes?
Years ago. Well, a Florida man whose license plate says "Will Run" ran from police.
I am shocked and appalled.
He's on his motorcycle. His license plate says "Will Run." He was going 145 miles an hour, which is too many miles an hour.
Yes. I mean, since we're talking truthful license plates, mine came in. My fat hog license plate.
It says fat hog? Good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Mine came in too. It's hot. I have to explain it.
Yeah.
It's L S E.
Okay.
B W L S. Loose bowels. L S E. B W L S. It's for loose bowels. Some people are like, "Hey, is that for like a loser bowl?" No. It's for loose bowels. Loose bowels. I have all sort of colitis.
You had that at the ready.
Loose bowels? It's on my car. Go look right now. Here he is in the police chase.
Somebody just tried to step out with him. He stopped at 2nd and Oak. 2 units making contact, 1 at gunpoint.
Oh, man, was that fun?
No, not really.
You see the tag? No, what's it say? I like to run.
Run.
Good job.
They're having fun. Hey, was that, you see that tag? I mean, that at what point does a speed become like you're going to jail for a while? Isn't it something like that?
I forget, but yeah, it's something where they're like, no, that's too much. You gotta
like,
go
you don't
for
get
that.
A ticket for 145. You get locked up.
Yeah, no,
right?
You gotta go to jail for that one. Yeah.
I think that you get locked up for that. So I've been doing a thing on Whiskey Wednesdays where I celebrate albums that came out 30 years ago, 1994.
Okay.
So it's kind of been, we'll watch a music video from 30 years ago. A lot of iconic albums came out in 1994. Well, Mental Floss has an article about things that came out in 1974, things that are turning 50 this year.
Oh, wow.
50 years old, yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah, as soon as you just accept that that's 50 years ago, you'll be fine, you know? I mean, maybe not fine, but you'll be all right.
Oh, my head.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So things that turn 50 this year.
50.
I kick.
Like the kick.
Post-it notes.
And stretch.
Turning 50 years old this
really?
Year.
Yep. Damn.
A man in 1968 accidentally invented a weak glue but didn't know what to do with it. 6 years
weak
later,
glue.
Another guy. Yo, made that glue weak.
You got that weak glue.
Weak-ass glue.
Weak-ass glue.
Guy wanted to bookmark pages in his hymnal at church, and Post-its were born.
Nerds.
Going to church and inventing glues.
How am I
going
to go back to my Bible passages if I don't have a substance?
Rest of us are out here doing sex while you were making glues.
Can't just stick a piece of paper in it, bro?
This, or what were they called? Bookmarks. Those didn't exist 50 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I felt like this was way older than 50 years old. The Rubik's Cube?
Really?
Feels like it's always existed, doesn't it?
I was going to say, that was like the first toy, I thought.
I felt like cavemen had Rubik's Cubes, but it makes sense. 1974, invented by Erno Rubik.
That blows my mind when those dorks do that in like 2 seconds.
It's like, it's a level of I don't know what, man.
Weird math and brain
smarts. Abilities.
Yeah, they look at it and they solve the equation.
And they do it fast.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they'll take
world
the cloth off their hands and...
Yep.
You could give me a year and I couldn't do a Rubik's Cube.
I once got one side all one color. I remember that.
I got one side all but one color except for one square, so I pulled the sticker off and I swapped the stickers.
Boom, done. You did it.
I've been a long time liar.
Congrats,
yeah,
though.
I've been lying for a real long time.
You solved the problem.
I've been faking it till I make it.
That was the problem. It was find the one with the sticker that peeled off.
Another thing that was invented in 1974, Skittles.
Really?
Another thing that just feels like it's been around forever.
Yeah, why? That seems like a weird invention. Like, what?
Skittles?
Yeah.
M&M's were created in 1941. So multicolored candies existed for a while. And then they're like, let's make them a little chewy, though. Chewy Skittles. I think that the 70s were kind of the turning point for candy. Whereas, like, a lot of people were like, all right, chocolate's okay. And Bitto honey is okay. But can we have something, sweet?
Yeah,
like sugar?
Have something that's, you know, like a fruit?
Yeah, something that's got a little zhuzh to it.
And they poured those onto the table.
All right. Bailey's Irish Cream. 1974.
Nice.
That's definitely something that felt like it was always around.
Yes.
That it came from olden times.
Yeah. Yep. Like, it was just a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was around in the 20s, or you drank some Bailey's Irish Cream. I bet there was a version of something.
This is a good point. This is a good opportunity for me to ask the audience a question. Because in 1974, Joe Woodland of New Jersey invented barcodes. Like scanning barcodes.
Yeah.
We went to college with a guy who claimed he was rich because his grandfather invented barcodes. And we never verified it. Does anybody know if there's a local tie to the inventor of barcodes around here?
How do you even look that up?
It was a crazy rumor. This guy was in a band. And everybody's like, yeah, he doesn't need to work because his grandfather invented barcodes or like grocery store scanners or something. And they're like, yeah, he doesn't need to work because they're set for life.
Well, he was born and raised and died in around Atlantic City.
New Jersey. He was never up here.
So where was this? In college?
This was Oswego.
We had a bunch of like Long Island douches that would come up to Oswego.
Yeah, but this guy could have also just been lying out of his ass, too.
But like, I mean, if that would be the connection is that, you know, he lived down there, but
I'm just asking the audience because I know somebody be like, oh, dude, yeah, Joe Woodland, his grandson went up here. He invented barcodes.
I'm not really seeing, but then
I don't see it either. I think he was full of it.
And they were at Drexel, so it's not like they were around here.
No. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was lying, right? Yeah, it was one of those easy ways of having you be like, oh, that's wicked cool. Never able to verify
that.
Yeah,
we could never verify it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He just figured out the easiest lie that you would never be able to come up with.
Right. No, you could never double check that. My dad is Jake the Snake. You guys can't prove it.
Can't prove it.
The Heimlich maneuver invented 1974.
Can I just say that is for when people are choking only.
Uh-oh.
Or else they get...
You tried to give the Heimlich maneuver to somebody?
Couple people.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't like it that much.
I felt like this is older than 1974. We're celebrating things that turned 50. I'm 50.
I like
Dungeons and Dragons, 1974. I guess it just got real popular as soon as it was invented.
Yeah.
Because it was a 70s thing.
Yeah. Yep.
This is a game that's iconic. This should be this. If this isn't in the Toy Hall of Fame, it should be. Connect Four, man. Henry Wexler wanted to create a board game that was played vertically, and Milton Bradley ran with it, started selling it in February of 1974. Connect Four.
Wow.
I know.
I like that they teamed up.
Good morning, Mother. Checking in.
Mm-hmm.
DayQuil.
All right. Yeah.
DayQuil hit the shelves in 1974, bro. Originally called Daycare.
I bet. That and whenever NyQuil came out, because it was back then.
NyQuil was 1966.
I bet that ish slapped.
Oh, I bet it had so much codeine in it.
Man, I bet that made you feel so damn good.
Dude.
Give me that NyQuil.
Dude, I bet they were doing lean back then and didn't even know
it. Oh, yeah. Like, this is going right through my first cup.
Wait a second here. This made me feel really good.
Add some Pepsi to this.
Uh-huh.
Or Sprite.
And then finally, just because I'll put it in all your brains, for the rest of your day. Actually, hold on a second. I'm going to play the original so that it's in your heads.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because it's turning 50 years old.
50.
I'm 50. That's all right.
Rich.
1974. We celebrate.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, mix jingle. Meow, 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 meow. Do you know there's words to this?
Yeah, meow, 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 meow.
No, the cat is singing, I want turkey, I want salmon and chicken, ocean fish flavors keep me licking, I'm turkey, I want chicken.
Yeah, it's the thing from Austin Powers when he's trying to, I want chicken, I want liver, meow mix, please stay liver.
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah, buddy.
This is words.
We celebrate it. Well, there goes you guys. You're going to be singing Meow Mix all day long.
Since I don't already.
You're welcome. Oh, oh boy. Oh, boy. Took a sip. Took a sip of his tea. Now he's coughing it up. You all right, bud?
Yeah, I'm good.
There he is. There he is. CNY Brew Fest is back. I don't know why we're showing Toby Keith on TV.
What happened to him?
I don't know. He's been resurrected. Oh. He is risen. Keith is risen, folks. Toby Keith.
It is Easter.
He is. It is Easter.
For a lot of these people.
It is Easter, guys. They're showing Toby Keith on the TV for some reason. There's that classic story of they buried Toby Keith, and then 3 days later they went back to the cave, and the rock had been moved, and Toby had ascended.
So. And they were only solo cups left.
And they were only solo cups, just nothing but red solo cups, and they say,
everywhere.
He is ascended. Oh, my mom's
going to
be...
Like me now.
My mom's going to be so mad at me for doing that. Yeah, you are! Yeah, you are! You do not yell at my Jesus religion! Not on Easter! All right, then when can I? Never! But especially on Easter! Yeah, you are!
He's still dead right now.
Hey, he's not dead yet. He's not dead.
I thought he was dead right now.
Palm Sunday
is what?
That's when he is brought through the streets of Jerusalem and they lay the palms as he's carrying the cross.
I saw the movie, but I didn't know it was based on real events.
Good Friday's the meal. Good Friday's the meal. Good meal. Good Friday isn't.
Don't they have to hurry up?
Next
Easter is like tomorrow.
No, when, Easter's in 2 weeks.
They're going to have to rapid fire this stuff.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right. So when is he dead? What day?
Well, Good Friday, they're having their meal, and then obviously he's betrayed. Judas
this
betrays
Friday.
Him.
It's coming
no,
up.
No, I think it's next Friday.
Next Friday coming up.
Right. And then...
Because that's a pretty quick turnaround.
It's not Friday a good Friday. No.
No, Friday to Sunday. I feel like they misnamed that.
And then they have
right,
their...
So that's when you can't make fun of him, because then he's dead. You can't...
No.
Can't speak ill of the deceased.
But then they come back.
Yeah.
Palm Sunday. I don't know the whole rule. It's like, it's Good Friday, Palm Sunday, and then, you know... The resurrection. It's all things. It's Easter.
For something that happens every single year, you think I would know
for somebody
more
who spent
of the details.
15 years of his life in church, you'd think I'd know better. But it all gets blurry
after. Means you were a kid. You don't pay attention.
I was looking through stuff in the back. Mom, I'm not picking on it.
There it is.
Joshua, there she is. That's not Kate Middleton now that they just did a side-by-side. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That might not be Kate Middleton.
No.
That doesn't look like her. That doesn't look like her. Anyways, all right, where's my thing? Right. Yes, Good
now
Friday is when he died. I'm sorry.
Now
so
we're going to hell.
I don't know all the things. And then there's Passover and it's a whole thing.
When can your moms eat meat?
Where?
When's that whole? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah. It's Fish Friday. I don't like going for the cheap laughs, Cody. I don't like going for the cheap laughs. But here we are. Okay. Wildcat Sports Pub, CNY Brew Fest. Oh, here we go. This Friday and Saturday. Friday's a VIP party. Saturday, it's the whole shebang. CNYBrewFest.com for tickets, information, and locations. All right? Time for your Tuesday Top 5.
Oh,
as we've all... As we've all just gotten silly here,
yeah,
all right?
What do I do with my turkey?
I know you did. You can save that turkey. Hang it up on the fridge. Put it on our fridge.
Look at that.
Put it on our fridge. Display it.
Do a turkey.
That's a good job. Put it right next to your 5-week report.
Thank you.
Cody is a delight to have in class. I wish he would focus more. And I don't know if we've done this Tuesday Top 5, but I saw somebody talking about it on the internet. It made me laugh, so I wanted to do it for ourselves.
Right.
It sounds familiar, but really, I don't remember yesterday. Who cares? Tuesday Top 5. Top 5 cereal mascots. Have we done that?
No.
Top 5 cereal mascots. okay? Of all time. Top five cereal mascots.
All right, yeah.
Our Tuesday top five is a ranking of five random things for no reason whatsoever. And today, now obviously we could say, you know, I wanted to do a mascot one, but I don't know enough college mascots to rank them.
I don't like any of them. I think they're all kind of dumb, to be honest with you. So I don't mind we don't do that at all.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I could obviously, like,
fun.
I could placate the audience. Number one is Otto the Orange, America's best mascot.
No, he's dumb, too.
It's an orange.
Yeah, they're just not good. Mascots are not
good. But so what we're going to do is our top five cereal mascots.
Yes.
And, yeah. Those of you watching in Twitch saw Cody and I writing furiously as we have worked very hard. Some of you making the joke, we've not worked this hard since our SATs. I actually worked harder on this than my SATs. I got a 700 something.
I actually want to work harder on my cereal list than I did my SATs.
I actually do.
Yeah,
this means more to me than my SATs did.
I got same thing both times I took it.
Okay.
So.
What was it? Did you break the thousands?
I think it was 1,000 even both times.
Oh, good for you, man. You're smart.
No, not at all. That's not smart. That's not good.
Dude. Dude, my SAT score, I think, would put me in, like, a special home, I think. That was so low.
Yeah, but
he needs 24-hour surveillance,
They don't count.
No, it doesn't matter.
They don't matter for anything.
All right. We both have a lot of honorable mentions because I don't know.
Yep.
I'll start with my first honorable mention.
Okay.
Because I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
But it's the Cinnamon Toast Crunch square with the weird tongue that comes out and licks itself.
Yeah, he's like, I want to eat myself.
Yeah, like the crazy square, whatever that thing is. I love that thing.
Trust me, that's way harder than you think it is.
All right, give me one of yours.
Honorable mention, right off the bat here, is the Trix Rabbit.
Okay.
Because why do you have him as a mascot if he's not even allowed to eat any of the damn cereal, man?
Well, that's a trend with a lot of these, aren't allowed to have the cereal.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You know, it's like,
what are you doing?
I have the cereal, you can't have it.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to give Bernard the B-Boy a plug here.
Okay, another honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Okay, yep. It's that honeycomb creature that came out that was weird and furry.
That thing.
Yeah.
Honeycomb's damn good.
Someone did a whole rail of biker crank and said, that's our mascot.
And then
that's
recorded.
What we got.
Someone did that. Someone, like, Josh was on another end and went, all right, we're recording, go ahead. And I went, me want honeycomb.
Are you sure you weren't the voice?
How was that? That was actually pretty good.
Could we just get a little more honey in the honeycomb, please, Cody?
Me want honeycomb.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
It sounded pretty much like
that. That's a print. Give me another honorable mention.
I can lump both of these two in if you'd like, because I like the side hustle of the Rice Krispie fellas and Barney and Fred and the kids. Hucking Rice Krispies and Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give
you... They got other stuff to do.
Fred and Barney, also an honorable mention for me. Fruity Pebbles is probably my top favorite cereal, one or two.
They're busy.
But they're busy.
They still are looking to make a little extra
time.
Stone, if you will.
Yeah.
Yep.
So... Yep. I'll give Fred and Barney an honorable mention because you already have a career as cartoons.
Yeah,
work at the Bedrock plant or whatever that was.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is.
These are the top five cereal mascots, and I will start with my number five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, got it. Yep.
You can, of course, text yours to the Ciotti Enterprises text line, 315-364-109. Ciotti is hiring mechanics and drivers, CIOTTI. Lucky the Leprechaun's my number five. Because I like him.
No, I want to...
I don't love him.
Never mind. I don't want to... Yeah, no, you know,
don't doubt yourself.
No, because these were kind of interchangeable anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I can switch this because I will also say the same. But I like him because it's like a similar situation with the Trix Rabbit, except for he wants you to get this cereal.
Yeah,
but let's have some fun first.
Yeah, let's have a little fun.
Hey, let's do an adventure first.
And
what
I
do you
also
think?
Wonder.
Hey, kids, come with me, an adult.
Follow
into
me.
Into the woods.
Yeah, let's go on a journey. Yeah, let's go in the woods and see.
What do you think?
I'm going to show you my pot of gold.
I got some cereal treats
it
for you.
It ended up being his butthole.
No.
We've all been there, right? We've all been there.
I had a dollar.
Yeah, every time someone lured me into the woods,
some
to show
Irish
me their
guy
pot
brought
of gold.
Me into the woods.
I'm like, this better not be your butthole again. Irish pot of gold.
I swear to God.
I swear to God.
When I get back there.
Dave, if I walk all the way back there and it's your butthole again. God damn it. Dave. I'm not falling for this again. What?
Oh, come on.
It's my pot of gold.
Get into the woods.
Scampers off.
Put your finger behind that curtain.
God, he got me again.
got me again. At least this time it had glitter on it. All right. My number five is Lucky the Leprechaun. What's yours? Yep.
Yeah, no, same. That.
Oh, yeah. Same, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
My number four.
Yep.
It's a duo. Mm-hmm. I got a couple teams here, but I have a duo.
Okay.
Cookie Crook and Officer Crumb.
Oh, from Cookie Crisp. That's a good one.
Their commercials
dude.
Were great.
Yeah.
It gave me like, I gave me that like somebody's not supposed to have this cereal. Cookie Crook wants it so bad.
Yeah, that's again. That's,
and there was a dog at some point that was introduced.
I was just going to say, it's weird. All of ours are kind of lining up here because mine is of the same Chip the Wolf.
Who's Chip the Wolf?
He was like an OG Cookie Crisp guy.
Because
he would just go, he would do the original howl for Cookie Crisp.
And then he'd be like, O's.
I'm like, because he's just a chill wolf.
Yeah.
Most wolves are like vicious and gonna bite your face and
stuff. Yeah.
He's like, nah, man, not unless your face is a bowl of delicious cereal.
Yeah.
And then he's delicious.
All right, so yours is the wolf for Cookie Crisp.
Yep, and you like the team and the bank robbing team. I love it. Yep.
My number three might surprise some of you, but I think this is an iconic.
Me
I'm giving
too.
This guy iconic standings and for being a cereal mascot.
Okay.
Mine is Buzz the Bee from Cheerios.
Wow. I didn't
He's
think
been around my
that.
Whole life.
Yeah.
I don't love Cheerios, but I respect Buzz the Bee. He's in every commercial.
Yep. That's not what this list is. You don't have to like the cereal at all, no.
But I like Buzz the Bee. Now he's all about heart health and trying to get you healthy.
Yep.
What's yours?
This one I forgot about till I saw him, and I don't even think they use him anymore, but you like the cereal, Old Chef Wendell. The OG Cinnamon Toast Crunch chef. He was that old white guy with the hair. He was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to make Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and that's all I'm going to do.
I forgot about Chef Wendell. Wendell.
That's what they settled on in their meeting of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, is an old white baker.
Wow.
I'm like, yep. Put them out there. Put them on the box. Kids are going to love it.
Yeah, you know what they want? They want an old guy making them food.
Yep, they want
cereal.
Old white guy.
All right, so my number two was going to be, and I hate to spoil one of yours because I don't know if this one is yours.
Nope, you're okay.
But my number two is getting bumped to an honorable mention. It was because I have a number two that I've replaced.
All right, yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Number two was Snap, Crackle, and Pop. They're going to be an honorable mention. I respect them.
That was the Rice Krispie. Yeah,
that was yours?
Yeah, yeah.
My number two is Mikey from Life Cereal. Who is a human person, but that was a mascot.
I didn't even think of that, dude.
Mikey likes it.
That was a whole other world that could have opened up with mascots and stuff. I should have Googled cereal commercials because that would have counted as a mascot.
I can't remember. There was the Mikey likes it, but then what was the other little boy that had the kicks? There was a boy that ate kicks, too.
Oh, he did like kicks.
And they made the thing for the Christmas tree, and that was the commercial.
I remember that. Wow, that was old.
All right, Mr. Wendell. So my number two is going to be Mikey. He likes it, and I like Life cereal.
Yep.
Go ahead.
All right, now I'm going to switch mine, or I switched mine after I learned some information.
Mm-hmm.
So this now is going to be my number one.
Learn some information. Oh, my God. Is information coming out?
So my number two now is a trio.
Okay.
Booberry, Frankenberry. Count Chocula.
Okay, I get you. I'll respect that combo.
They're ghosts, but they're just chill. I think they're just stoners.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, man, all that scary stuff, but what if we just ripped a couple bongs and had some chocolate cereal?
I don't know, man. You want it? It's like blue.
No, like, what if mine's blueberry?
I don't know, blueberry.
Blueberry.
But what is that? I don't know. It's like blueberry.
Spooky.
My number one, I don't think you've ever heard me reference before.
Okay.
But it's one of my top cereals and one of my favorite mascots ever. And that's Dig'em Frog from Smacks.
Ooh, Dig'em Frog
is my number one.
As opposed to, what's his name? What? Sugar Bear.
No, I don't care about Sugar Bear.
You don't give no F about no Sugar
Bear. Sugar Bear can rot in hell for all I care. I'm talking Dig'em Frog.
He had
the sideways hat.
Yeah,
he
dude.
Was hip. He was cool.
It wasn't even like Dig'em. Sideways. It was like wicked flipped up like.
Hey, he was a party animal, man.
You guys going wild out here.
Being one of the most unfun humans on the planet, I like people that are having fun.
Because you like to see other people having fun?
I like to see people having fun.
You just, if they want you to have that fun, you go, that
no,
does not.
I, no, that's not for me.
No, that's
It's not for me, but okay, you guys have fun.
You go right ahead.
Dig'em, you go have fun.
Yeah, you do it, Dig'em.
All right, I'm excited to hear your number one, bud.
Cool Spoon, Dig'em.
What do you got?
Now this, he was going to be on here, but then I started seeing his backstory from, like, the early days, And now this is going to be a guy that apparently was born on Crunch Island, and he captains a ship named the Guppy. And Crunch Island is a magical island off the coast of Ohio and is in the Sea of Milk.
Uh-huh.
His name is Mr. Horatio Magellan Crunch. You might know him as Cap'n.
What am I looking at right here?
Cap'n Crunch.
What am I looking at right here? Flight logs to Crunch Island. Guess who went twice? Bill Clinton.
Boom.
Bill Clinton went to Crunch Island twice. What do you do with that information?
Can you explain that?
What's his full name again?
Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Like, what? And he was born on Crunch Island. Clearly his family's island, because his last name is Crunch.
Yeah, Crunch. It's his island. He's a rich guy. He's just got like a pirate ship.
He has the Guppy?
Yep.
And how does that tie into our cereal? We don't know.
Yeah, the Guppy. I don't know what that one is. But I mean, he was going to be on there, and then I saw that. Went, nope, you're number one now.
Yeah.
Your name's Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Don't act like you don't know Horatio Crunch. Don't act.
Yeah, let's go, Horatio.
I see you on the flight logs, Biden. Yep,
let's go, Horatio. I knew it.
And I know that a lot of you are shocked by this. I don't care for Tony the Tiger. I don't like his voice. I don't like his food. I don't like that he's all jacked up and muscly.
Frosted Flakes is one of my favorite things ever. Yeah? I have eaten now probably two boxes of the ripoff brand, completely dry.
Yeah.
Completely dry.
Good for you. I can't do it.
Well, because I like a Frosted Flakes when I want a sweet snack.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a big old bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
With milk, but I don't have no milk. So
Toucan Sam.
I don't care for him or
I don't care about him either.
Nope.
He didn't make my list.
Me either, man. Nope. Samesies.
Like the Trix Rabbit? Did you have him?
He was my honorable mention because I was mad that they wouldn't let him have any of the YG your mascot.
Yeah.
Let him eat it.
Yeah, and I don't really care about the Trix Rabbit. Not even an honorable mention for me.
Oh.
I did the Leprechaun, Pat Lucas. That was my number five. Lucky the Leprechaun.
I don't know. This might have to get under the list here somehow.
What?
Doug Flutie. Flutie Flakes.
Doug Flutie of Flutie Flakes,
Doug
for sure.
Doug Flutie. It's definitely a good top mascot.
Mm. I mean, you could make any athlete that was on a cover of...
That's true. Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, favorite cereal mascot.
You could make anybody that was on there. Mm. All right. What else is coming? Anything else? Let's see. Number one, Smacks the Frog.
Yeah, everyone likes that. And yes, I said the coast of Ohio. That's where.
Is that what it says? Off the coast of Ohio?
Magical island off the coast of Ohio and in the Sea of Milk.
He is.
I'll give you Sea of Milk, but coast of Ohio, bro?
Okay, sure.
Okay, tell me you don't know about waterways without telling me.
Yeah, all right. Let me see the Sea of Milk.
What else is coming in? 315-364-109 K-Rock text line.
The Marlboro Man.
Yep. Oh, great cereal. Yep. Great breakfast cereal. Top five cereal mascots.
People agree with you, though, with Diggum, bro. You
can't, all right, this is very unprofessional of me. See, what just happened there? Good morning, it's K-Rock. Let me just pull back the curtain here. All right, good morning. Hi, how you doing? My name is Josh. This is Cody Mack. We'll just talk to you, I guess. As you know, we are syndicated in two different markets, the Syracuse market and the Utica market, and... Generally, I match the songs up, so each market's hearing the same song. I did not do that time. So what would have happened is things would not have matched. So pretend you didn't just hear that music.
What?
Hello, we're telling you about CNY Brewfest Wildcat Sports Pub. CNY Brewfest happening this week. I'm very excited, and you are too. VIP party, I would imagine close to sold out, if not there yet. But get your tickets for that.
They were...
Getting close?
Close. I saw a post last night
that
said they were getting real close.
So do not wait if you were going to get those VIP party tickets.
I don't think they're going to be available at the door.
All right. No. Get them now. CNYBrewFest.com. Of course, you can join us Saturday. We are doing our Stein hoisting competition over at the K-Rock booth. Cody has a funny thing you're going to see when you come over.
It's silly.
Pick your brother. And, of course, the longest Stein hoist of the session, two sessions, gets a six-pack of tickets to Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper at the Amp on September 4th. Of course, live music from Soul Rising on Friday night, Primetime Unplugged Saturday night, Cornhole from the Syracuse Sports Association, as well as...
Something new, too, right?
They're going to have a game there that I got to hear about. I want to know what it is. It's a cool new game. Snack vendors include pretzels, popcorn, cheese, barbecue sauce, turkey, and so much more. And our friends from Heirloom will be there.
Woo-hoo!
Do with that information what you like.
And you mentioned jerky twice during the Steinhold.
Yeah.
And the vendor with the snack.
Oh, I see what you did.
I get it.
Funny jerky. I like the Japan.
Okay.
Practices a lot with their zoos. And to do that practice, they put people in costumes. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, we just watched the fox
panda,
one.
The fox one.
Yep, the panda one. Yep, yeah.
You don't know Japan. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're ahead of everybody.
No, it makes sense to do stuff with that. Where they dress up. Yeah, yeah.
Like the mother panda feeding her baby panda. Or the fox we showed you last week. And I would show you this video, but again, I'm without laptop until I can...
Because he broke his laptop.
I broke my laptop until I can rustle up some funds to get a new one. There'll be no video, but they had to practice... What happens if the white tiger escapes? So they dressed a person up like a white tiger and made him run around on all fours. Japanese zookeeper dressed up as a white tiger so his coworkers could practice the drill.
Okay, not the same.
The man pretended to be an animal that had escaped. He's running on all fours dressed as a white tiger.
Cool way to figure out how to be able to play like tag at work, I guess.
Yeah, they... had him crawl around on all fours. The zookeepers grab nets. In the video, which I can't play, he's running on all four, and there's people with, like, dart guns.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I hope that doesn't go off on accident.
I hope it does.
Dart this guy.
I hope they dart him.
In the event.
Got a dart in your neck.
Of an event. What?
Yes.
You're crazy, man. You're cool, but you're crazy. In the event of an emergency, it is important for each person to understand their role and respond accordingly, the chief of the zoo has said.
All right.
I'm just saying. I like it. They got their costumes. They got to use them.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you necessarily need to. You can just
have a person run around.
Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if he's in a costume. It's not going to all of a sudden send me into the real type of panic as if there was a tiger there. Because I think about that every single day. Do they not climb trees?
Tigers?
Yeah.
They absolutely do, right?
Then how does that tiger not escape from the zoo right here every day?
Does the tree not overhang?
I don't know. There's trees. It's in a forest.
I'm sure they thought about that.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, yes. It's just that's all I think of. Every time I drive by it, I'm like, that's getting out.
Maybe the trees are separated. You think more about that tiger at the zoo than anybody, I think.
Yeah.
Because you see it every day almost.
I see it all the time. It blows my balls right out of my pants every single time.
There's a tiger right there. Yeah. Because you know what the guy in the costume won't do that a real tiger would do?
Maul you to death.
Maul you to death and rip your face off. So...
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Takes a little bit of the danger away.
It would also not eat one of the other animals in the zoo alive. I don't think that guy's doing that either.
I didn't tell you that. For just to make sure it was fully realistic, they did have the person dressed up.
He killed something.
Go eat a toucan. Yeah, they ripped it apart.
Follow your nose.
The tiger. As he continues to do, surpass all legacy media, Mr. Beast is creating the biggest reality competition in television history.
I still don't understand what this fella is. I don't
He's a YouTuber,
get it.
And he's grown into just like kind of a media empire. He's so rich. Really fascinating, yeah?
Yeah.
And he gives back so much. In what he does that I think has helped his success is that for the money he makes on YouTube, he invests so much back of it in much of it back into his videos.
Yep.
So you can see million-dollar videos. Like, he can give away all these gigantic prizes.
Yeah. Some of his videos, I've seen a few of them. They're neat. It's one of those worlds where I'm aware, not my bag.
And I think that's just kind of where media is going, where I think that a lot of people are used to, like, the NBCs and the CBS and the big... This is what they are now. Yeah. Mr. Beast is a network. Bigger than most.
Oh.
Joe Rogan is a network. Bigger than most. All things comedy and... Bert Kreischer and all these comedy podcasts, those are all networks.
They're all brands and networks.
They're all brands and networks, and they get more viewers than most things on television.
Oh, God, yeah. Yep.
Mr. Beast, I would imagine, has more viewers on one of his videos than any show on television right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just new media, and good for them.
It's crazy.
Keep it going, man. The Kelce Brothers, another example.
Yep.
Kelce Brothers have a podcast. It's probably the most listened to show compared to any radio show anywhere. It's bigger than that. Not Pat great. McAfee's a great example of it. He was just on the internet, and then
he got
all his money thrown at him. So Mr. Beast is creating a show called Beast Games, and it's going to be on Prime Video. 1,000 contestants will compete for a $5 million prize.
Wow.
He says, wow. My goal is to make the greatest show possible and prove YouTubers and creators can succeed on other platforms. I think you've proved it. I guess you want to succeed on Prime Video?
Hmm.
I think Prime Video needs you more than you need Prime Video, Mr. Beast.
So is this going to be another one of those where they want all of his content for certain things? So they right. go, here's $500 million.
But that's nothing to him. What I love about this is...
another chunk that he can do something with.
Like, I go back like 20 years ago when you and I were in college and you're going to school for TV or radio and you're like, well, I got to get a job at a radio station or I got to get a job at a TV station. These kids now, that you don't need anybody to do anything. Nope. Anybody.
Nope.
You could cut out all the gatekeepers, man. If you got an idea for a podcast, for a YouTube show, for a Twitch stream, you could do it. Go do it.
Yep. And you can do it, then do it.
And my advice is do it until people care. Be undeniable. Don't do a week of it and be like, well, nobody listened.
They're not gonna.
Do what Mr. Beast did. He started videos that nobody saw. If you read any interview with Mr. Beast, like the first several years of his career was just him as a kid making videos.
Yeah.
Nobody watched them, and then suddenly they did. That's how it happens. Nobody pays attention until they do.
That's where we're at right now. No one's paying attention or is watching us right now, but someday
Cody and I just keep doing this every day.
Later,
15 years into this thing. Somebody
will pick up on it and be like, hey, here's
a
butt ton of cash.
He said, Amazon gave me the creative control I need to try and make it happen. I hope to make the YouTube community proud. A date hasn't been released yet. He is the most subscribed individual on YouTube. He has a couple more than us. Our K-Rock YouTube channel is about 2,000 subscribers.
Okay.
He beats us by barely with 245 million subscribers.
Ah,
so
We're right there.
K-Rock CNY on YouTube. Follow us.
Huh.
You get all of our shows up there. But
help us be bigger than Mr. Beast.
We're almost there.
If we could just get that little nudge that we deserve.
That little bump. Just wait for that little bump.
God.
Nah, but he's an inspiration. And I'm glad that all these young people who are interested in media can see somebody like that.
Yeah.
And see somebody who you can go out there and just do your own thing now.
Yep.
Grind until somebody notices you, man, and then you'll make a living off it, you know?
Yeah, but I got good opportunities for you.
Wait a minute, though. Do you want to board up a woman's broom ball game at 2 in the morning?
On a Saturday?
Is a good opportunity anymore? It's hard for me to read this article because BuzzFeed said, what's something you miss from being a kid? I've never... What? Oh, what? What were you going to say? What?
I was gonna go. My dad.
Mo! Oh no. Let us pray. Bring it in, guys.
I'm sorry. And even in my head, I was like, don't, that's so inappropriate.
No, it's way appropriate. It's way appropriate.
I laughed because I was like, it's my dad.
It's way appropriate. It's way appropriate.
That's so messed up.
Nah, it's way appropriate.
I'm sorry.
I miss being able to see my penis, to be honest with you.
I've seen it.
Been a long time. Yeah. I'm not talking about today. Yeah, you saw it today. I showed it to you. No, it's hard for me to read this article because I recognize that me and you are kind of in this minority of like perpetual teenagers. Like no one's really asking us to grow up or adult things.
Yeah, nope.
And I keep waiting for it to happen and I've just accepted it's not going to happen because I can't do it now.
No.
I get up,
mm-mm.
I tell fart jokes with my friend and then we play video games and then I go home and do more of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't with my lifestyle. I mean, I do some serious stuff like an adult. But
yeah,
I mean,
we can do adult things.
Yeah,
and there's a few of this on this list.
Oh, cool. All right.
But there's a few things that we definitely still do like children.
Poop our pants.
No, well, not today. Not yet.
He hasn't. He's
Yeah.
Sweaty from being a white guy.
like they said, I missed like people. Okay, one that we still do. I miss the magic of birthdays and Christmas. I still enjoy a birthday and a Christmas.
Yes. Yes and no, because mm-hmm. I still enjoy all those same things. But birthday, no, I don't. For some reason, the older I get, I don't care as much. Like, it's a nice day, and it's fun to have people be nice. But I get what they're saying with that, where, because I mean, without saying anything, you know, Santa is a lot of fun, that whole era.
Right.
And birthdays, you know, I know ain't no one taking me to Discovery Zone.
It's true. That's true.
Or I made a Sportstar 2000.
And I think it's more of a bummer now to have a birthday, like.
Except for this year.
I don't, yeah, well, you get to turn 40, but
lordy,
I don't.
Lordy.
I don't. Like, what am I supposed to get up and celebrate that I'm 43 years old this August? Like,
yeah, it's harder because you still see, depending on age, and the older you get, it's a little different, and it's a little like, all right, you still see some people being like, I gotta work on my birthday?
No, like, people take like a month off for their birthday?
My birthday week!
No, it's not.
Well, no,
you're 42.
Yeah, you're 37.
Go to work. Go to work!
You gotta go to work because it's a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Some of these things that I still do... taking naps. They say, I miss taking naps as a kid, but I still take a nap.
I didn't really, I don't, I mean, I'm sure I took naps as a kid, but I take more naps now
because
I used to hate taking naps.
I love a good nap. For some reason, I don't know if it was like some podcast, a report or whatever, but I heard that if when you sleep, your brain is kind of cleaning itself and it's getting all the gunk out of there.
Yep.
So that's what I picture now.
Yeah.
And I just clean my brain sometimes,
clean
you know?
Your gunk, get up, you pee, because that's what your pee is.
Right.
It's the brain gunk you got out.
Get it out. And I'm just an old man now, so I'm in my, you know, I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm sleepy by 2. I want to take a little nap. Whatever.
That's why I try to keep myself busy,
mm-hmm.
because that is the biggest problem, is you get that middle of the day. Again, we say it all the time. Our 2 o'clock in the afternoon is, you know, other people's.
Like 5:30, 6.
So you're about to have dinner.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's 3 or 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it's like a bedtime situation.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Things, so this is a BuzzFeed article.
Okay.
Of the things we miss about being a kid. Number one on the list, I agree with. Not having to pay for anything.
Oh, man.
Loose and fancy free out there.
Yeah.
Never chipping in for Wendy's. Needing sneakers for things.
Always growing.
Always growing. Wanting food.
Grown ups now.
I was realizing last night as like I heard some sound in the kitchen. And I come out to the kitchen. And there's our son making himself a bagel.
Okay.
With the everything bagel seasoning on it.
Nice.
And grabbing the bag of grapes.
Okay.
And for a second, I'm like, where are you going with our food? Excuse me. But I'm realizing, oh. And then he had a slice of cake.
Oh.
And I go, oh, I guess that's my job, is we have to let you eat this.
You just have to, even though you're like, I was going to eat that.
Oh, all right. I guess cake. I got to let you eat that.
Or the, I don't have to do with that either, but the... It makes me cringe when you do it, because you have to as a parent when you have something and you're, I don't know, saving it or in the fridge or
egg rolls.
And you hear the
egg rolls.
Can I eat the
It's always egg rolls.
Yeah.
Because your children,
your ice cream
are their extensions of you, so they're going to naturally like the same things you like.
Right? They want food.
So when I know
eat all the damn time,
I'm looking forward to a cold egg roll in the fridge.
And they see it.
And I hear that rapper, I go, crap.
And it's the same, though. That's why I like that you have the vocal policy.
What?
Of, there's a 24-hour window for any of your sons of guns' leftovers.
Yeah, and then it's over.
Dad.
And then it's mine.
Yeah.
I cash that in. If I come home with a thing of Tully's Tenders, you have 24 hours.
Yeah.
I could say from when you ordered it, but I'll let it say from when we got home.
Yeah, when we're done. And now,
you have a 24-hour window.
If I go to this fridge tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
and I see tenders
and
fries.
There's tenders in there. Daddy's having snackies.
But like our son will come downstairs and he'll be like, are there any of the egg rolls left? And I want to be like, my egg rolls that I bought? Fine, go eat them.
But you can't because you have to. You have to be like, yes.
Go eat them.
Yes, there is.
Go eat them.
Here.
If I don't get egg rolls, I'm calling CPS.
That's it. Calling the police.
Falling asleep in the car and then magically waking up in bed. Things we miss from kids.
I do it all the time.
Dude, there is a ambience video I had on the other day, which is just 10 hours of road signs while you're in the back seat of a car sleeping.
Oh,
so you're just seeing
God.
The window and the rain and you're driving.
Oh,
there's people that need that.
Yeah, but that sounds awful. It's just never going to end. You're never getting anywhere.
Because they want you to just play it all night and let it sleep.
Yeah. But I fall asleep in cars all the time. Am I not supposed to?
It's fine. Are you driving them at the time?
Yeah, and then I ended up having to go get my car, and there's like police bringing me to the bed. Well,
that's what those rumble strips are great for, a little alarm clock. If you drift off, you're, oh, excuse me.
Man, that's only ever happened to me a couple times, but that's really? Where you start to nod a little, and then you get that.
Yeah.
You go, oh, no, not going out like that. You pull down all your windows. You put on the crank on whatever music, and you just drive in the freezing cold.
Yeah, you're like, all right, keep me awake wherever we're going.
Yeah.
I did that back from New York City after our flight.
Yeah.
I was like, double up 5-hour energies, and we're driving, baby.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Things that we miss as kids, not knowing how insane the world is. That is a bummer. As you're an adult, like the news is on and stuff.
Yeah, the more you start learning things, especially now,
because
again, same thing when we were growing up. Yeah, we were, you know, smashed in the face with all this news, but not like now.
No, we could avoid it.
Yeah, every single thing is some poor kid getting some information or learning about some other kid dying or whatever, you know.
Number 6, I do miss this. My wife does get it, and that's summer break. If you're an educator, you get your summer off, and that's dope.
And that right there should be.
And you want paying you all year?
One.
Paying you all year.
Slackers.
Which, sidebar, a lot of local elections today. I know you guys love to bitch and moan about the president, but you got a lot of local elections happening today. A lot of local elections, all right? Pay attention to your local government. Don't piss and moan about only the president. Look at what's happening in your backyard. 12 to 9 today, a lot of local elections.
What's in my backyard?
There's a ghost. This one says being spoiled by parents or grandparents. If my nanny were still alive, she'd spoil the hell out of me to this day. That my nanny, I could be 42 and she would still, Josh, I made you some food.
Yeah, no.
I made you meatballs.
Yeah, the one that it died when I was wicked young, so I don't know if she spoiled me or not.
No.
I don't remember.
Maybe devil know.
I know she gave me a hard candy and would have let me die if my mom wasn't there.
Oh, you were choking on
it?
Oh, boy.
Because you can't give hard candies to like 2-year-olds, but, you know, back then in the 80s.
Yeah.
From people that grew up in the 30s.
Yeah. There's your one, Werther's. And then those pre-teenage years before you felt insecure. Oh, those were good years. And I'm back to those years now. I don't care what anybody thinks about me.
No, it's one of those life lessons where if, as a kid, you get into those times where every single thing is terrible and you're self-conscious about all the things. And yeah, I'm still self-conscious.
Yeah.
But yeah, not nearly even close.
No, I give to my kids all of the time, and I know it doesn't make sense when you're in it, when you're in those awkward teenage years, but I can tell you looking back at it, and this goes for adults too, nobody's thinking about you. You think that everyone's thinking about you or talking about you?
Yep.
Nobody is.
No.
Everybody is self-centered. Everybody's thinking about themselves.
I can't remember when it was, but there was a time, you're going to be shocked.
Go ahead.
At Enchanted Forest.
Yeah.
When I was like, man, everyone's looking at my man boobs and my gut and my big boobies.
No.
And then I started looking around and going, in my head, I remember going, are you looking at any of these other dudes'
you're
boobs?
Not.
You're looking at maybe some lady boobs.
Sure.
You don't give a damn about anybody.
You're not judging any other dudes.
Because I remember being like, look, there's a fat kid. You worry about his boobs. And I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I bet they aren't either.
You care more about yourself than anybody else.
Yeah, and now I can enjoy Enchanted Forest and any of those other places.
Yes. Get out there and live your life. And that goes, like,
pop
teens,
that top off.
I know you think that all the other kids are talking about you all the time. Now, they're just as insecure. They're just as miserable.
If anything,
they're just as worried as much as you are.
If anything, the put-downs are it's like they say in TV, sometimes those things are correct. It's usually a jealousy thing.
It is. It usually is.
Oh, yeah, you're stupid. Because they probably wish that they had the confidence.
Yeah.
Do something that
anybody that
doing.
Would talk trash about you. What was I going to say there?
Usually has some type of jealousy thing or real insecurity about themselves.
Yeah.
Big time. Unless they're the football players, then they just want to make fun of you and beat you up, call you gay.
Yeah. But then it all works out in the end. No one's and that goes for adults too. No one's thinking about you. You're at work and you're like, oh man, everyone notices that I got the wrong shoes on today or I'm not doing my thing. Nope, they're not. They're all worried about themselves.
Although I wish they were noticing all of our clothes because we wear fun shirts.
You do. I mean, I only wear black shirts, but you have a fun shirt on.
That's
Power
Rangers.
They liked our heirloom shirts last week.
Dude, we got compliments.
We looked so good. We were handsome man.
You see a bunch of people standing around talking about someone with a shirt that's not
even
the comp, the pattern's not even that complicated.
You go in. You do. Yeah. You do.
I want you to jump in Twitch and meet our friend, Short Sleeve Samson, out of Syracuse, New York. Hello, my friend.
What's going on, guys? I appreciate you guys having me on. This is incredible.
Now, I will let you say the name of the promotion because I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word.
You can't say what word?
The event that's happening.
What event's happening?
What event? What?
Are we here to promote something?
Yes, we are.
Am I here to promote something?
I want, yes.
What am I promoting?
You tell me, Short Sleeve.
I'm not sure. I mean, I think we need to compare notes or something, you know? No, I am here promoting the Midget
yes.
Wrestling Warriors.
Yes.
That's right. We have This Is War Tour happening this Saturday night at mm-hmm. the Onondaga Nation Arena.
Now, you said that you're from the area. You're built out of Syracuse, New York. Born yes. and raised here?
I wasn't born here. I was actually born in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
This has been home now for 16 years.
And we were asking you before we went live here about your history. So take me a little bit of how you kind of got in the business. It was kind of a...
How much time do we have?
Oh, I've got all... For you, I got all the time, Short Sleeve. We're fascinated by this stuff. We're big fans of wrestling.
Yeah, big wrestling fans.
So what was your story?
So basically, you know, like I was saying earlier, I got into wrestling completely backwards, you know, and grew up as a huge fan of it. Earliest childhood memories, would go to live shows with my family and all. And one night, somebody had called me. We had a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we got my number from them and asked me if I had ever thought about wrestling. And thought about it, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we talked for a little bit. And then he said that, you know, he had a show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an independent show in Connecticut. And asked me if I wanted to be part of a midget tag match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Just someone you'd never met?
No, never met him.
All right.
I've heard about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
right.
It, you know? So I'm like, yeah, sure. Now I haven't been trained. Oh, that's okay. They'll carry me through. All right. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's
okay.
Fine.
They'll carry me through.
All right. Yeah. Sign this waiver.
Yeah. Right. So I did it and I survived it. I feel bad for the fans who had to witness it because it was a debacle.
Mm.
But. You know, I was able to walk out of the ring and tell my story that, you know, that night. So a couple months goes by. He calls me up again. They have another show coming up. Same promotion. The only thing different is this is going to be a tag match. It's going to be a singles match.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. Sure you want me there? Yeah. We want you. Oh, okay. So I did that. So that was on a Saturday night. The following night, Sunday night, 10:30 at night, my phone rings. And it's WWF.
Wow.
Calling me. And first I'm thinking, okay, this thing's a joke. You know, somebody's ribbing me or something.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's legit. What? And basically wanting to know if I was interested and available to do a segment the following night on Monday Night Raw down in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So... Okay, yeah, what do I need? Just wear a suit. Oh, okay, yeah. So, went down to New Jersey, and the start of Monday Night Raw back in 2000, 2 weeks before WrestleMania.
Okay.
And I found out that this episode actually just aired last week on a station,
okay.
A cable station, mm-hmm. whatever like that. Basically was Triple H, The Big Show, Shane Stephanie McMahon
mm-hmm.
announcing myself and my tag partner called the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
were going to be facing The Rock at WrestleMania.
You remember?
I remember this. This is my era. That's when I watched you. I mean, when we were real invested in it.
Yeah.
So I remember that. And it was right before WrestleMania, before the Fatal 4-Way.
So obviously, I think the lead is that your gimmick was the Twin Towers, and then obviously something happened that
would
change that.
We were making fun of The Rock. I was doing the people's eyebrow, all mm-hmm. that stuff, and The Rock's music hit, and he hit the ring, and we hightailed it out of there. We were done. So
you get your start there, and then you wanted to get into the kind of promotion yourself. I was telling you beforehand, I watched I forget the name of the show, but the micro wrestling show that yep. was on Discovery, and you and I kind of had the same viewpoint. I wanted to see more matches.
Yes.
They focused a lot more on drama.
Yes.
What is it about micro wrestling, midget wrestling in this situation where it's different than, you know, the WWE or the WWF? Or it seems like a lot more high-flying, a lot more aerobic, right?
Yeah, I mean... Put it this way, the people that work in my promotion, you know, that work in the Midget Wrestling Warriors, are phenomenal athletes.
Yeah.
We have men and women, you know, and the one thing that I look for is I want professional wrestling athletes.
Yeah.
I want to make superstars.
Yeah.
And where a lot of other promotions, if you fit the height requirement, they bring you in.
Yeah.
You don't have to have experience.
Sure.
You don't have to wrestle. So that's the difference between the two promotions and stuff like that. But like I, you know, when we were talking earlier, if I had had an opportunity to put the Midget Wrestling Warriors on a Discovery Network, you know, and it literally go all over the world, I would be focusing on wrestling.
Yeah.
I would have matches. I would have shows. I don't really care that, you know, somebody who's an announcer or whatever like that has broken every single bone in his body
mm-hmm.
and still wants to wrestle.
It was a lot more drama than actual matches.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're just tuning in, Short Sleeve Samson joining us in here as the Midget Wrestling Warriors are, they're coming to...
He gave me permission.
He gave me permission.
I didn't see that. I didn't hear any permission or nothing.
You're going to be doing an event, kind of all over a couple places in the state, but we're talking about on the nation, right? What's that event and when is it? What's going on there?
So it's this Saturday, mm-hmm. March 23rd. Onondaga Nation Arena.
Nice arena.
Great
arena.
Beautiful, beautiful arena. The show starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
If you get VIP tickets, I think the doors are open at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And I think it's like 6:30, 7 o'clock for general ticket holders and everything like that. But basically for 2.5 hours, we are converting the arena into a huge wrestling experience.
Right.
And where fans can come on out. You know, maybe you're fans, maybe you're not fans. Maybe you've seen wrestling before, maybe you've never seen wrestling mm-hmm. before. Maybe you're there because somebody dragged you along. But I promise, everyone will be very entertained.
Because I get the vibe from you just talking to you in the short amount of time, whereas the micro wrestling thing is more of a sideshow. When they're like, come see, you know, little people wrestle.
Yep.
You're putting on a wrestling show.
Yes,
I am. It sounds like you're taking the wrestling element very seriously.
Definitely. And the thing about it is that I actually hire people throughout the entire United States. We actually have the luchadors from Mexico.
I'm looking right here in your lineup.
The roster's stacked.
You actually have talent from Canada. So basically, all of my shows, especially this Saturday night, fans can expect to see talent from 3 different countries.
Wow.
You know, and by doing that, it allows us to have every single match is going to be a unique experience. It's going to be a different experience. And no match is going to be the same. So it's going to be, you know, phenomenal for everyone.
I'm so excited to meet you, Short Sleeve Samson. I hope that we can promote more of your events coming up because we're big fans of the business and we love what you're doing. You seem so passionate about it. And you got a great backstory, too. I love hearing that stuff. Short Sleeve Samson and the whole crew, give the people the website, the information, how they can get tickets and all that.
Yeah, so, check out our website. It's www.midgetwarriors.com. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram at Midget Wrestling Warriors and Twitter at Warrior Midgets. So come on out this Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. is the bell time at the Onondaga Nation Arena.
I love it. The link is in our Twitch chat if you want to click that and get tickets. Short Sleeve Samson, so great to meet you, man. Thank you for making time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, for those subs in Twitch. Always appreciate that. Radio World, we're going to play some music for you. Twitch, we're playing... What is it again? I don't have my screen.
Leafs
at Flyers. The Flyers. You are the Leafs.
There it is. That's what it is.
Playing a little gaming stream right now. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Radio World going out by request to someone named Oopie in Rome.
Oh.
Yeah. Oasis kicks off your 90s at 9. It's KRock.